This is Doc.
Is this the world's most famous veterinarian ever?
I'm a crazy person. I don't know if it's ever, but somebody added up all the people that have known me all over the world and came up with that.
I guess they're right.
Dr.
Jeff Broadwick, he called me this morning, and I just wanted to say congratulations. You are, today's your 50th anniversary of being a veteran.
That's it. Today is it's over. I'm done.
Oh, you're done. You did your 50 years.
I'm done. 50 years. 50 years all over the world.
Really?
Yep. I'm done. Till tomorrow.
Till tomorrow. Oh, my God.
Tomorrow is the first day of my 51st year in practice.
Really?
I don't know anybody that's practiced 50 years. It's as a nutritionist, and remember, I was in the first class of nutrition ever taught.
Oh,
ever.
Did they actually
ever taught in the United States?
Not veterinary nutrition, but people nutrition.
No, but nutrition, period. In any medical school, I was in the first, 1969.
Really?
The first class of nutrition ever taught in any medical school of any kind in the United States of America.
And what school was that? What's the name of the school?
Kansas State University, 1969. The great Russell Fry. I became his protege.
What kind of stuff did they teach you back 50 years ago?
Well, before that, it was like feeds and feeding and dietetics. That's not nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
Dietetics isn't nutrition. This is down deep cellular level nutrition. This is what we were taught, but it was the first time ever it was taught, and that was 50 years ago.
Wow.
So I started 50 years ago.
But was this Kansas State Vet School or People School?
No, Kansas State Veterinary Medical School.
Oh, I see. That's what you are.
But not in any kind of medical school or dental school or chiropractic school or anything else was a class of nutrition taught in any kind of medical school. Hmm. No class of nutrition was taught before Russell Fry started this class. And it was, you know, it was an entire semester, 5 days a week. It went on and on and on, and it was fantastic. And now nothing.
Yeah, nobody, no, they don't teach anything.
Nobody wants to be involved. Nobody wants to be involved in nutrition because it prevents the 95% of everything that happens to you is prevented by nutrition.
Of course, yeah.
95%.
That's
why I can't. That's why tomorrow, I can't retire. I can't go.
Doc's website is Cornucopia Pet Foods, and we have it in our store. And he makes probably the world's best ever organic food. It's totally organic, kind of people grade quality food for dogs and cats. And so back 50 years ago, and if you look back, Doc Broadwick, of what they were teaching you. Was it really good stuff? I mean, the real deal? Do you think that Fry was on?
It was the real deal. It was the start of the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
No medical school ever had this, and Russ put this together, and he's fantastic. He was just a fantastic human being. And there were teachers back then. There were teachers.
Yeah.
Okay, you weren't looking at a computer, mm-hmm. you know, or that kind of stuff. They taught you. Veterinary medicine is the hardest thing to get into in the United States, all right? So once you're in, you're in. It's like a club. So it's going to cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to train you. So what they did was, once you got into veterinary medical school, there was no getting out. I mean, like you couldn't quit. They would do everything. These teachers would invite you to come home with them for dinner. I mean, they would meet you before school, after school, teach you, tutor you, everything. They were teachers. They do it, and that's how I learned what I do, because people don't understand the teacher, the doctor, means teacher. Doctors don't teach anybody anything, right? It's not in their business to teach people how not to get sick.
Yeah.
It's in their business to feed them chemicals.
Yeah.
You know, so they don't teach. It's not proactive. It's against the medical profession to teach anybody how not to get sick. It doesn't make any sense. But that's what I do. That's why it's been. Oh my God. You know, when I did Shark Tank, I said the same thing. That was 10 years ago. We haven't had a case of cancer. Not one case of cancer.
In your practice?
In my practice.
The people that get on your food, right? The people that get on you.
25,000 people across the United States. I haven't had one case of cancer or diabetes in over 20 years.
And if people get on this, all the food that's claimed to be, you know, this great food, kibbles and all that, there's all kinds of cancers going on with dogs and cats, right?
Pet food is the biggest lie. Is the biggest lie since the Second World War. it's the biggest lie. It's how to get rid of people in masses. It's all being tested on animals because pet food is what kills your dog and cat. So I don't make pet. Somebody had to do this, and of course, I was self-elected, I guess. But
you had a meeting, and you're the only one that voted.
I had a meeting, and the only one that voted. But I knew this because I knew why I was born this time.
Right.
I was born to make the difference and to make this change, and so that's what I've been doing for 50 years today. Today's my day.
Hmm.
50 years.
Congratulations.
And so the cornucopia is rated number one in the world. It's not number one pet food in the world. It's a number one can of food in the world. It's the most nutritious can of food in the world for anybody. And, you know, we eat it all the time because my son-in-law, Steve Angelone, like Timpone,
right?
Timpone, Angelone. And so Steve eats it every day.
Does he really?
Right. So he comes in, he opens up a can of the new slow-roasted organic chicken.
Yeah.
And so, come on, give me the can. Oh, come on, let me have some. No, he has to give me the can. And what we did was we engineered this food to do a certain thing. And what the food does is it takes the pate that's in all the cornucopia foods, and this one, it constricts the pate. When it constricts the pate, Patrick, it squeezes out the fat out of this loaf that's left, and the fat is circles around the outside of the loaf and the inside of the can, of course. Okay? So I make him hand me the can before he eats the loaf, and I just drink at room temperature. I don't even heat it. I drink the most delicious, delicious chicken soup that you've ever tasted in your life.
So you got a roasted chicken.
Right. It's slow roasted chicken. So what happens is we develop a technique where the chicken constricts and in the can and it squeezes out the fat, right? So the fat and the juices of the chicken squeeze out and go on the outside, and it leaves an area like a centimeter around the outside of the loaf, the inside the can. So when he opens the can, I make him give it to me, and I just turn the can on its side, and I drink the chicken soup. Jewish penicillin, best thing
Jewish
in the
world. Penicillin.
Jewish penicillin.
Well, Doodle loves her turkey, and you sent some turkey, and we have it for breakfast a lot, and she just really loves it. Boy, it just smells good. I've eaten it, and it's just turkey, and it's people food, right?
I did it with the chicken. Mm-hmm. I did it with the chicken. In maybe my next cook, I will do it with the turkey, and we'll do the same thing. So we'll have, you open the can, there's this beautiful loaf of a stuffed turkey. I mean, this turkey is $13 to $16 a pound.
Really? Wow.
That you would have to pay. Mm-hmm. I don't pay that because I buy 22,000 pounds. I mean, I get a break.
Sure.
But you'd have to pay $13 to $16 a pound for this turkey that I buy, because it's, you know, it's a couple of percents of turkey in the entire United States. I buy the top percent of turkey, which is certified USDA certified organic, GMO free, antibiotic free, gluten free, free range, cage free, and we have a sticker on there that guarantees this is the only harm-free food in the United States of any food. Nobody has a harm-free sticker on their can. This is harm-free. Nobody gets sick on cornucopia. That doesn't go over very well within some circles of medicine. Do you hear me?
I hear you. Dr. Broderick, we just wanted to call and say congratulations to your 50 years.
Thank you.
You have two interesting products. I just want to give a little plug. We need to put these in our store separately, but they can, once they go from our store to your website, they can maybe look at them. You have two products called Superfood and Phytofood, and they have different things of vitamins and minerals and chlorella, spirulina. So why do you add these things? So with an organic meat-based diet, these are good to add to the food, right?
Well, because you can't heat them.
Okay.
It's like the new thing that we're coming out with now. For all our cancer animals are on it. It's called sulforaphane. And the sulforaphane comes from broccoli, and the broccoli seed and the broccoli...
sprouts.
The sprout.
Yeah.
The broccoli sprout contains massive amounts of sulforaphane, and what that does is it cleans all of your nerves, your nervous system.
Ooh, yeah.
So we're using this on every one of my cancer patients out there who came to me because
they've got cancer, right?
The dogs and cats had cancer, and we're treating them with this stuff, and now we've added that to it. But the reason the sulforaphane, the broccoli sprouts are alive, actually, mm-hmm. and the reason they're alive, and the superfood and phytofood, the same thing, is that we don't heat it. It's not subjected to heat, so all those enzymes in there are alive, and that which are not alive from when you cook it in the can.
Right.
Because the heat kills the enzymes. So that food is alive, and you sprinkle that on top. You know, America always likes everything in one shot. Well, it ain't the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
Okay, you gotta diversify what you do. So I make the canned food, which takes care of every disease known to God and man that I know of, and then you take the
superfood and the phytofood, right?
Superfood and phytofood, which is raw, and you put that on top of it, and you mix it in, and that's it. And it just prevents all these things. And if you got a cancer dog or a cancer cat, now we're adding to that
the sprouts.
These SFN, the sulforaphane. But the sulforaphane, we're going to wind up using that as a prevention, because early detection in an animal is too late. Once you get the cancer, you got cancer, and you're not going to get rid of it because it takes $1 million on the average to put a person into remission. Well, they're not going to do that with the animals. They're just not going to do it.
But if you get them on a real food, the dogs could turn that around, right?
Well, that's the thing. Okay. I haven't. This is 20 years now.
Okay.
20 years. Not one case of cancer, not one case of diabetes on cornucopia.
But what I'm saying is, bear with me here. The people that are coming to you because they hear about you, and they have cancer already because they were on the dumb food, and they say, Doc, okay, I love my dog, and I don't want to die. Have you had cases where you put them on your food and the superfoods and that, and the dogs flipped it around? Flipped the cancer? Got rid of it yet?
Yeah, but it was really difficult, and it still is very difficult. But we're doing things now, and we have things now, so there is hope.
Okay.
Because the chemotherapy and the what's the other stuff you called? Chemotherapy. Chemotherapy and radiation. That just destroys the animal.
Oh, you mean they're? I didn't know they did chemo on animals too.
Every day.
Really? Oh.
Every single day in the United States. It's the biggest veterinary business in the United States. Chemotherapy that doesn't work, and radiation that doesn't work.
Gotcha.
It's the biggest business of all. And then after you spend $20,000 to $30,000, $20,000 or $30,000. I mean it. They might be able to keep you alive for a maximum of 2 years, and you get sick and all this other stuff and all these other horrors. Then the dog dies because it takes millions. It takes millions. The people out there don't realize that it takes millions because their insurance company's paying for it.
Back to the canines. Have you had people that have come to you presented with cancer because? Whatever, but had not had the chemo or the radiation. Have you had experience with that, with them flipping it around?
Yeah, we get the same amount of time.
What do you mean? So
we get the same amount of time or more. We get the same amount of time or more without the $20,000, without the chemotherapy, without the radiation. But what we did was we got them till now. And now we're going into a whole other phase because we have the sulforaphane now, okay? And you can get the stuff around, and it's so hard to figure out because this is going to be a buzzword soon, and it doesn't work. It's got to work on certain species of broccoli. It's got to be prepared in a very certain way, and then it works. And now after that, we have another modality coming out that we're going to start using that they've used in France for, a long time, and a long time ago. And so there's a lot of hope for anybody out there that has a cancer case, just to call me, just call Cornucopia, 631-427-7479. And what I'll do, anybody that listens to your show, I will give them all the time they need on the phone, because I can't go to Dripping Springs.
You could, we could. I don't know if we'd let you in, but we could.
Well, is it still dripping?
It's dripping, yes.
Okay, as long as it keeps dripping.
What's that number again? Now, that's a different number than you have on your website. Is that right?
No. The website number feeds into that number.
Okay, the 546.
Yeah. So but anyway, all they got to do is call this number.
Yeah.
631-427-7479.
We'll
open up a whole new window of opportunity for cases that have cancer. It's not a death sentence anymore.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Man, it's...
They got to make the call. And the call is You know, people charge $300 an hour for this kind of information, right? But they don't get this kind of information because this kind of information isn't out there. So I do it for free.
Yeah.
I do it for free. I don't need their money.
Yeah.
What I need to do is just get one and buy the ones and the twos and the tens and the hundreds, and we'll have all these people out there where the dogs are feeling so much better immediately when they take the dog off the phony food, the false food, the counterfeit food named pet food. Once they get off the pet food, now I got a dog that's nice and hungry, and he's going to love the taste because the dogs go crazy over over organic food. So we give them the organic food. Every single solitary thing in my organic food is organic food. Every single thing.
You can't tell he's excited about this.
That's funny. You what?
I said, you can tell you're not excited about this.
Well, you know, I'm so excited. I'm going into my 51st year tomorrow.
I think you should because...
I can't do this. If I sold Cornucopia to any major company in the world...
Oh, you don't want to do that. Don't do that.
I could... What?
Don't sell to anybody.
Oh, no. If I did, I can't sell because... I would give up 50 years. I would give up. Well, I knew I was going to do this when I was three, but I've been in practice now 50 years today. So I would give up 50 years of preventing. I don't cure cancer. Not yet. But we're on it. Okay? But I would give up 50 years of everything that I've ever worked for what? To go to the beach?
That's right. What are you going to do all
day? I'm looking out here. I'm in Paradise House. I'm looking out at Mill Neck Creek, and right across from me is where Teddy Roosevelt lived.
Oh, Teddy. And, we like that.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful here. It's Paradise House, I call it. It's a little house, but it happens to be on the water in Mill Neck Creek in New York. And I practice in Huntington, a half an hour away from here. And tomorrow we're going to have a party for my 51st year.
Oh, man.
But the party goes on every day. Because every day that I talk to anyone that calls me is so, it's like raises my immune system.
I know it does.
Because I know that the work that I've been doing for a half a century is working. Because on Shark Tank, I said, listen, I don't cure cancer, but I sure as hell prevent it. Those are my words. And I said, as a matter of fact, I've been preventing it for, and then you can see me say, I don't know, 10 years? At least 10 years. Well, that was 10 years ago.
What was the idea going on Shark Tank? What's that deal?
Publicity.
Oh, publicity. So
yeah, that's, I didn't want that money.
You know, oh, you know, I know. Yeah. So you just went on just to get your. That's interesting. Yeah. I've never seen the show, so I don't know what they do on that show.
Oh, it's a fabulous show. but they would have never permitted me to spend all this unnecessary, they thought, money, tremendous amounts of money it cost to make Cornucopia. And then I wind up giving it away. I mean, Cornucopia is worth double what I sell it for.
But people couldn't afford it, right, if they did that?
Well, No. The entitled people could afford it. But I'm not interested in entitled people.
I understand, yeah.
I'm interested in every dog and cat in the United States. We're going to Canada. We're in the world. We ship stuff all over the place. You know, we just shipped a bunch of food to Tobago the other day.
Oh,
right. And so I can get a puppy, and I can get that puppy where there's no veterinary bills to speak of, except you know your routine thing. I want everybody to go to their veterinarian. Veterinarians are nice people. Keep them in business, and go once a year. But do all the stuff and the MRIs and all the things that I can diagnose by looking at a dog They got to run an MRI to get a diagnosis. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But that's where the money is. The money is in the sickness. You can beat the sickness. So anyway, if you got a puppy right now, you'll be looking at that puppy. You could be looking at that puppy 25 years from now with no veterinary bills to speak of.
That's a good life. That's a good life for a dog, isn't it? 20, 25 years?
Yeah, that's what they were when I was born. I was born October 23rd, 1941.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather's dog lived till 23. My grandmother's cat lived till 25. Without a calculator. Without a calculator. Patrick.
Yeah,
I understand. 25 and 23 is an average of 24. Hallelujah. Oh, my God.
I can remember, Doc, my Uncle Ben, back in the 50s, he would have beagle hunting dogs, right? And he would just feed them people scraps. I mean, that's what he fed them. No, they didn't have dog food back then. And they lived to over 20 years, I remember.
Wait a minute.
I remember.
You're aging me now, okay? Because it was your what? Your grandfather?
No, my uncle. My Uncle Ben.
Oh, your uncle. Okay.
My Uncle Ben, yeah.
Okay. So we had no cancer. We had no diabetes.
I know.
We had no canine dilated cardiomyopathy is the biggest thing now. Your heart explodes because you're on grain-free scam, as the FDA calls it.
Mm.
The FDA calls it the grain-free scam. Okay? Another lie out of Madison Avenue. And the people, they fall for this because they have to have everything bang, 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 bang. So Madison Avenue gives them bang, 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 bang.
Mm-hmm.
And the bang, 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 bang is Madison Avenue. They get it fast, precise. That's it. They show the dog eating the food. They didn't show the fact that the dog hasn't eaten in 3 days. Okay? So they run to the food. They eat the food. And that's it. And this is it. And it's just disgraceful what has been done to these children of God. If they treat the animal the way they treat their own children, the animal isn't going to give up on you when you take the car keys away. When you cancel somebody's cell phone, they don't talk to you anymore, okay? But the animal is just a ball of love. That's all it is. And they're treated like crap. They're treated by giving them crap. So what do they get rewarded for? There's no wedding, there's no bar mitzvah, there's no nothing, there's no, they don't go on vacations, okay? They're left at home or put in somebody's boarding kennel, okay? While everybody else is spending thousands of dollars a day on vacations. Well, the animal gets nothing. All it wants from you is food. All it wants from you is good food equal to, or better than the food that you're eating. And you know what I've done? I've taken the animals that are average animal in the United States, sick at six. I'm treating a cancer case right now in California owned by this fabulous family. And I'm treating the cancer case. And we're treating this cancer case. And after this is, it's 2 weeks today.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2 weeks today. And he says to me, it can't be my imagination because I know how big this tumor is. The tumor feels to me smaller, like it's receding. The dog is doing so much better.
Oh.
Everything about the dog is doing better. And it's only been it was 2 weeks yesterday.
Just changing the food.
It's on the food and on my new cancer program.
I see. Global pet food sales, what do you think it was last year?
I don't know. 33 to 66 million, something like that. Billion.
91 billion last year.
No.
Oh, yeah. And they're talking 125 billion in 2018. Well, is that possible? 125?
Nah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I don't know. Who knows?
It's a lot.
But yeah, you wonder why
these
people are making tremendous amounts of money. My food is so expensive, I got to give it away. And I mean, really, I got to give it away. And then, and if somebody goes on my website and studies cornucopiapetfoods.com, it's an oxymoron because it's not pet food. It's human food.
I understand.
Okay? But cornucopiapetfood.com is my website. And I can't stand the name of that website.
I don't know. And you can see a picture, and you can see a video of Dr. Broderick. He's got his little bow tie on. And 50 years in practice. Doc, we got to go, but you're just okay. So much fun to talk to.
Hey, God bless, and God bless all those animals
and
out
bless
there.
The beast.
And God bless the people who are taking this stuff, because it's just, thank you so much. And thank you for the well wishes. Call me tomorrow. I'll be in my 51st year.
And remember, folks, that animals are soul, too. Animals are soul, too.
That's right. Animals, remember, Mother Teresa said to me, nose to nose, face to face, they are all God's children. Why don't you treat them that way?
All right, sir.
And you don't own a pet. That's another one she was PO'd about, right?
Oh, yeah, you don't own these guys.
Right. She says, how do you people, meaning Americans, think that you own a pet? A pet is a child of God. No one owns a child of God. Thank you, Mother Teresa.
All right, Doc. We love you. Thanks for your
love
support.
You too.
We'll see
love
you soon.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All
Dr.
Right.
Jeffrey Broderick. 50.
Call me for free.
I will. This is what he does all day long. He just talks to people. He doesn't charge them any money. He just talks to people. He doesn't even care, you know. He sounds like he's trying to sell his pet food, but he's not. He doesn't care. He's doing fine. He just wants to keep the pets happy. I mean, he's amazing guy. Okay, folks, Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. This was an unplanned thing, but I just saw it 50 years, and we got lots to talk about. So stick around. I'll stick around with you.